of course, issues of where we're going to live and who's going to take care of us as we get older. And like a lot of things in life, people don't think about those soon enough. And I think that's one of the real blessings of this Senior Law Day event, is reach out both to the seniors themselves and to those who would be their caregivers, typically their children, their adult children. And people think of wills as, well, I have to figure out what to do with my stuff. And that's true. But maybe more important is, so how are these last years going to be dealt with?
In your experience as an attorney, particularly dealing with the elders, how many people have made those provisions? How many people have made wills? How many people have, you know, documents in place that will dictate what will happen to them medically, like directives, different things like that?
I would say 25 to 30%.
So really the majority of people are out there without any of these things in place. And what happens if you don't have them?
Well, the state of Colorado has already written some rules that say how things get divided. You know, the surviving spouse would receive the property, but if there's children from a blended marriage, and we're getting more and more of those, you know, like a second marriage, then there are very specific things about how the property passes. But I think maybe more important is the issue of powers of attorney, and that's when most of us, well, we're more likely to be disabled for a while before the end comes. And it's hard to make decisions in that place. So we have the ability in this state and in most states to have both a medical power of attorney and a general or financial power of attorney. And in my experience, people who haven't thought about these things, they are so grateful to know that this is available.
Well, Jane Walsh, you're the Director of Community Protection at the Office of the District Attorney here in Boulder County. You're often dealing with people in a legal sense when they've been on the receiving end of a crime. You talked about elder abuse. That takes many forms: financial abuse, financial exploitation, but also physical and emotional abuse. How prevalent is this in society, particularly here in Boulder County?
It's hugely prevalent, and it's an issue which I think is... it's come much more into the forefront over the last few years. So Colorado changed the law on the reporting of abuse, neglect and exploitation of seniors, first in 2014, to include anyone over the age of 70, and to make it so that a wide variety of people in healthcare and other professions who are helping seniors have a legal obligation to report if they think that there's something amiss. So that's been in place for 3 years now, and certainly in our office in the last 5 years, we've seen the numbers of reports go up over fourfold. So basically from 160 a year in 2012 to probably between 800 and 900 a year. So really is huge. I am going to be presenting, and I have an elderly gentleman coming with me who's going to talk a little bit about his experiences of meeting and giving a home to somebody who turned out to be an identity thief who was on the FBI's most wanted white collar list. So I guess that's an extreme example, but there will be a lot of fraud prevention education going on, and there will be a great number of very experienced elder lawyers there to pass on their expertise to folks.
Well, in addition to all of that and the wills and the trusts, there's also going to be a discussion on other things like social security and various different things that are really impacting seniors. I mean, what are some of the forums, what are some of the discussions that will be happening at Senior Law Day?
Well, there will be some presentations on the basics of Medicaid, and that's a huge area. I mean, most people don't understand that Medicare, which those of us over 65 have, doesn't pay very much for care in a nursing home. It's Medicaid that does that. And gosh, there are strict financial requirements there, and people just need to know about that. It's not a road that can't be navigated. They just need the help.
I know that this is an opportunity to have one-on-one time with an experienced attorney. Obviously, you're not going to get all of your legal questions answered, but has this in the past, Senior Law Day, been just an opportunity to start the conversation? Or can people expect to come away knowing, I can write a will now when I can do all of this?
I think the Ask a Lawyer has been hugely popular. And we're going to have more sessions this year. We're also going to have some Spanish speakers there, as well as some Spanish presentations, which is a first this year. I've done the Ask a Lawyer for several years, and it's very rewarding to see people leave with some answers, maybe not to their very specific issues, but how to deal with them now, how to go forward. Specifically, yeah, you bet, I can write a will now, or understand what a power of attorney is. And